Practice Test 2, Exercise 1, Page 12. Вы услышите высказывания шести молодых людей о моде и одежде. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу B1.
Now we are ready to start.
I love wearing the latest fashions, but I'm not going to waste all my money on a pair of trainers or a jacket. How do I get the latest trends at great prices, you ask? Easy. I wait for sales or shop at factory outlets. Why go to a shopping center when you can buy the same great clothes for much less? I'm not saying that you can get designer clothes at the same prices as no-name brands, but if you shop smartly, you can still look great without breaking the bank.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm a very down-to-earth kind of person, and I don't just follow the crowd. That means I'm not really into following the latest fashions, and I really don't care about wearing brand names. As long as the clothes I'm wearing feel good, I'm happy. At school, I usually wear cotton tops and jeans. If I have physical education class that day, however, I go in a tracksuit. I find that the latest fashionable clothes don't always look and feel right on me, so why would I wear something I don't feel good in?
I go to a private school in a good neighbourhood. The lessons are great and I feel lucky to be there, but I feel a lot of pressure to fit in. All the students there wear designer clothes, and if I don't have the latest Nike trainers or Adidas tracksuit, they look at me strangely. It's hard for me to ask my parents to buy me new trainers when my old ones are fine. When I do persuade my parents to buy me a new pair, though, my friends tap me on the shoulder as if I did something really amazing.
My name is Sylvia and I'm 16. I love to shop at all the high street shops with my friends. These shops have all the latest trends. Thankfully, my best friends don't have the exact same taste as I do, which is great because I don't want to look exactly the same as them. I admit we do call each other sometimes, just to make sure we aren't wearing similar outfits. It would look rather silly, wouldn't it? I think it's really cool to be fashionable and unique too.
I believe the clothes you wear reveal a lot about yourself and your personality. I would describe myself as a free-spirited person, and that's why I wear a lot of colourful shirts. Most of the T-shirts I put on have interesting or funny pictures or sayings on them. Unfortunately, however, I won't be able to have my own cool, individual style at school anymore. From September, we have to wear a uniform. And to tell you the truth, I think it's horrible. It consists of a boring white top, a blue sweater and grey trousers. Yuck!
My name is Mandy, and I'm 14 years old. I have three older sisters, so most of my clothes aren't new. They're hand-me-downs. I'm always telling my parents that I can't wear some of my sisters' old things because they're not in style anymore, but they don't understand. They keep telling me that the clothes haven't been worn much and that they look really nice on me. Well, they might have looked nice 5 to 10 years ago, but they don't anymore. How can I make them understand when they know nothing about fashion?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
I love wearing the latest fashions, but I'm not going to waste all my money on a pair of trainers or a jacket. How do I get the latest trends at great prices, you ask? Easy. I wait for sales or shop at factory outlets. Why go to a shopping centre when you can buy the same great clothes for much less? I'm not saying that you can get designer clothes at the same prices as no-name brands, but if you shop smartly, you can still look great without breaking the bank.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm a very down-to-earth kind of person, and I don't just follow the crowd. That means I'm not really into following the latest fashions, and I really don't care about wearing brand names. As long as the clothes I'm wearing feel good, I'm happy. At school, I usually wear cotton tops and jeans. If I have physical education class that day, however, I go in a tracksuit. I find that the latest fashionable clothes don't always look and feel right on me, so why would I wear something I don't feel good in?
I go to a private school in a good neighbourhood. The lessons are great and I feel lucky to be there, but I feel a lot of pressure to fit in. All the students there wear designer clothes, and if I don't have the latest Nike trainers or Adidas tracksuit, they look at me strangely. It's hard for me to ask my parents to buy me new trainers when my old ones are fine. When I do persuade my parents to buy me a new pair, though, my friends tap me on the shoulder as if I did something really amazing.
My name is Sylvia and I'm 16. I love to shop at all the high street shops with my friends. These shops have all the latest trends. Thankfully, my best friends don't have the exact same taste as I do, which is great, because I don't want to look exactly the same as them. I admit we do call each other sometimes, just to make sure we aren't wearing similar outfits. It would look rather silly, wouldn't it? I think it's really cool to be fashionable and unique too.
I believe the clothes you wear reveal a lot about yourself and your personality. I would describe myself as a free-spirited person, and that's why I wear a lot of colourful shirts. Most of the t-shirts I put on have interesting or funny pictures or sayings on them. Unfortunately, however, I won't be able to have my own cool, individual style at school anymore. From September, we have to wear a uniform, and to tell you the truth, I think it's horrible. It consists of a boring white top, a blue sweater, and grey trousers. Yuck!
My name is Mandy, and I'm 14 years old. I have three older sisters, so most of my clothes aren't new. They're hand-me-downs. I'm always telling my parents that I can't wear some of my sister's old things because they're not in style anymore, but they don't understand. They keep telling me that the clothes haven't been worn much and that they look really nice on me. Well, they might have looked nice 5 to 10 years ago, but they don't anymore. How can I make them understand when they know nothing about fashion?
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.